Well, I think we were all excited by the scenes, by the galleries, by the performances that we saw up there at the PGA last week at Royal Queensland. It's all going to happen again for the Australian Open. It's starting this Thursday down there at the Melbourne Sandbelt, Victoria Golf Club and Kingston Heath. A bloke who's a PGA Tour winner. He's a multiple winner on the PGA Tour of Australasia and tied for seventh last week is Greg Chalmers, a favourite of Aussie golf fans for a long time. I'm happy to say he's on the line. G'day, Greg.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, really well. How'd you enjoy that last week? That would have been good, and you hit the ball well.
There's a life in the old dog yet. That was fun. I really enjoyed it. I haven't had a top 10 in a while, but it's nice to always great to come home, smash a couple of sausage rolls, look at the beach, see some friends and family, and play some good golf as a bonus. So really excited, really happy.
Mate, you got in early on the sausage rolls. I had that about question eight, but you must miss them.
Yeah. It's in my top three food groups. It's in the food pyramid for me, and I just don't get access to it any in America. So it's high quality, the service station sausage roll. So it's one of the things I miss about Australia. Add it to the list.
Very good. How long since you have been home, just out of interest with the pandemic and everything that's happened around that?
Yeah, so Australian Open 2019. Remember the fires in Sydney?
Yeah.
When that was a big story. That was the last time we were home. It was kind of, you know, for everyone, it's been a very weird, sort of tough, difficult time the last few years. And mainly missed the country, missed my family, didn't get to see our parents, my wife, for 3 years. So
wow.
Just and born out of just didn't want to sit in quarantine, to be honest. Could have come home, but didn't want to sit in quarantine.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back at it, and it's nice to have the golf up and running in full force. And we've got a good week last week and an exciting week coming up, Aussie Open.
Just before we get to the Aussie Open, I want to ask you about last week. You know, watching the telly and you know, it was almost like a promoter's dream that Cam Smith, you know, kissed every baby and shook every hand, took every selfie and still won the tournament. What about the level of excitement on the ground there up at Royal Queensland? The galleries were superb as well. And it was a good, challenging and highly competitive golf tournament.
Yeah, really, yeah, you're right. He's good. He's not the best player in the world. He's in the discussion at the moment in the last 18 months. And it's fun. I'm a fan of the game as well as playing the game, and it's fun to watch him. It's good to watch him do what he does. He gets, you know, really maximum value out of himself, and that's all you ever want to do. He's in the discussion too for one of the greatest putters I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's amazing watching him do that. I think we're watching, you know, somewhat an artist at work, and you got to appreciate that when it happens. So, really, really was cool to see all the people out supporting him, a local guy, obviously, and, you know, they struck gold with him winning. You know, they get what they wanted, and the tournament gets what it wants in a sense. So it was just a great event and some good storylines.
Yeah. Just on that, who is he in the conversation with of the greatest putters that you've ever seen across your career dating back to the mid-90s?
I would say Faxon, Tiger. I think one of the things about Tiger that doesn't get discussed much, I have a buddy who's a stats guy. He said he played most of his rounds under most of the most difficult conditions. Meaning he was off very late all the time because he was winning. And that's the hardest time to putt because everyone else has walked all over the joint. So I would say Faxon, Tiger, and I think Luke Donald deserves to be in that discussion. And then Cam Smith. I mean, in modern sort of last 1990 and onwards, I think. This is in the male world, of course. I haven't mentioned any of the ladies. There's some wonderful putters there as well. So, but yeah, in the men's game, that's certainly something that gets my attention.
How it's the other thing about it is too, Greg, is that Cam's retained this incredible popularity despite the fact that he's signed with LIV Golf. He's gone against the establishment. He's got all this money. There's the real tall poppy syndrome that we tend to have here in Australia, but he's retained his popularity. Do you understand, not just the golf, do you understand why that is as well?
Yeah, I do. He's just a likable bloke. And I think, it's vastly different, the attitude towards LIV Golf in Australia than what I see in America. I think Australians are starving for good golfers to come down here and play.
Yeah.
And I think it seems to be a little more accepted. And the politics of it are, I guess, more balanced is the right way to put it.
Yes.
So I know him personally, and look, nothing's changed about him as a man for going off the plate. It's a different opportunity, and you get to decide as a fan if you like that product and like that that decision. I understand the decision totally. I mean, no one's putting a check in that size in front of me, so it was very easy for me to, you know, if I wanted to judge it, I could, but I don't. I just kind of go, same dude, different opportunity. And we really won't know for many years what it looks like and how that works and fits into the golf world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of water to go under that bridge yet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, let's go to this week then. The ISPS Handa Australian Open. I'm presuming that you'll be playing mostly the Victoria Golf Club. They're using Kingston Heath on the first couple of days. But have you been able to have a hit around the course? What's your thoughts?
No, I haven't yet. I just I haven't seen anything, any of the golf courses yet. I just walked in. It looks like carpet looking at it. I came out and played nine holes. Oh, sorry, just putted yesterday. They look beautiful driving in, looking at it. I get out there today and tomorrow. We've got one round at Kingston Heath and three rounds at Victoria Golf Club. I think they cut to top 60 after Friday night and then top 30 after Saturday night.
Right.
So you've got a bit, it's pretty cutthroat this year. But, you know, we're mixing Australian men and ladies open to both falling at the same time. Pretty unique. I haven't seen it myself before. I know we've done it down here in Victoria with an event before on the European tour. I'm finding it quite interesting just watching. I met Vinji Lee yesterday, meeting some different people and talking to them about what they do and how they, you know, apply their craft. And so I find it quite interesting to sort of watch and see how the ladies go about their work.
Yeah, given the emergence of women's sport, especially over the last decade, maybe even the last 5 years more than anything, and the innovation that all sports are looking to, do you think we're going to see this more and more, Greg, across whether it's this tour or any other tours?
I do. I think we're going to see a couple of issues that golf faces always is the time it takes, and everyone's so time poor.
Yes.
And so I think we'll see different versions in the future. You know, similar to what we've seen, how cricket evolved into you have an option for T20, but the purists still love Test cricket.
Yeah.
I could see golf going down a path like that if the powers that be decide that that's what we want to do. So it's really about just generating interest and keeping people's attention spans for the time period that we can. So I still think tournament golf is always going to have a place, obviously, in the history of the game and going forward. But I can certainly see a future where different forms of the game are put forward to people.
Yeah. All right. If sausage roll is top of the list and well and truly in your food pyramid, what else about Australia do you miss most living over there in Dallas?
Oh, mate. Sport. I've watched a lot of cricket since I got home. I don't have... we have a channel called Willow TV in the States, and I just haven't... I haven't forked it out of my pocket to pay for it. But
yeah.
Don't get a lot of cricket. Watch a lot of rugby. I love your food quality down here is off the charts. Really love that. And I love the water, just the fact that Brisbane River last week, I went for a walk along that. Went down to the Goldie and walked along the beach down there. Just everyone's outdoors and walking and riding and trying to be healthy. Some of us are anyway. And I just enjoy that. I miss that. You know, I live in Dallas. I'm landlocked. The beaches and the ocean's a long way away. So I miss that part of growing up in Australia.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, if that's what you miss of Australia, what have you latched onto over there in the US? Are you a Cowboys fan or what's the sport? What's the pastime that you do most?
So from a sporting standpoint, I would say my son goes to college now, so college football, I probably follow that a little more avidly than I used to. We went to a game recently with 107,000 people watching these kids play, which is just amazing. I would say one of the greatest live sporting experiences I've ever witnessed is ice hockey. And when playoff ice hockey is so intense, it's really quite enjoyable to watch. And that atmosphere is hard to replicate. And look, the being in the Northern Hemisphere, just the ease of access to the rest of the world. Like, I can get to Europe in a day. I can, you know, like a few hours. You know, so just the ease of access around the United States. It's a big place, and there's positives on both ways. But there's some things there that are, you know, we can take advantage of and enjoy our lifestyle. So it's a little cheaper to live over there too, mate, at the moment than in here. So I enjoy that part. So I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah. What college does your young bloke go to?
He's going to A&M, which is about 3 hours south of Dallas, studying economics. Max is, there's 72,000 kids in the school.
Wow.
And massive school. He has 1,700 kids just in his one economics class.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal. Lots of schools like that. And college sport over there, as you likely know, is a big deal. They drive a lot of the income for the school. So the education is a lot of money floating around in education in the United States.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, everything's big in Texas. That is confirmed. Hey, great to have a chat, Greg. We wish you all the very best for the Australian Open coming up this week. And remember that Cam Smith is looking to become the first player since young Greg Chalmers went back-to-back with the PGA and then the Australian Open on the Australasian Tour back in 2011. So let's hope he's there alongside you on the leaderboard, mate. Great to chat today, Greg.
Thank you, mate. Really appreciate it. Have a good day.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.